So this week is Parshas HaChodesh. So the Mishnah Megillah and Daf Chav Tes and in Gemara the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei says that the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan we read Parshas HaChodesh. So Rashi says over there that the reason why we read it is because these were takanas that were made by Bayisheni. And during Bayisheni they actually would bring the Karban Pesach. So we read Perek Yud Beis, Shmos Yud Beis, because that's where the Torah teaches us the halachas of Karban Pesach. So basically the Kriya that we did before Nisan was the Kriya to start getting people ready to bring the Karban Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Paiskim, that the reason why we read Parshas HaChodesh is because it talks about HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so I want to explain what exactly, first of all, what is that mitzvah? And why is this the most? And why is this the first mitzvah the Klai Yisrael gets? Very strange. Rashi says the first Rashi in the Torah, Amar Reb Yitzchak, the Torah should have started from the first mitzvah in the Torah. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Ramban also says that this is the first mitzvah given to Klai Yisrael. That's why he says Vayem Hashem Moshe El Aaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim Leimar. All the other mitzvahs of Torah were given at Har Sinai, but these mitzvahs in Perek Yud Beis were given in Eretz Mitzrayim. So this is the first mitzvah. Why? What is it about this mitzvah? We first have to define what is the mitzvah, and then we have to figure out why is such an important mitzvah. This is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so if you take a look in Ramban, it's a very beautiful Ramban over here. Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshat, he says that the mitzvah is, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this should be for you Rosh Chodeshim, that Nisan should be the first month. Meaning, if you look in the Torah, we know that Tishrei is the beginning of the year. But when we count months, we don't count it from Tishrei. When we describe the months of the year, we describe it as Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. And Ramban says it's a mitzvah in the Torah to describe our months by the first month when we came out of Mitzrayim, because it's a memory, it's a way for us to recall Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Ramban says this is the reason why this is the time of the mitzvah of Zachar Hayom HaShabbos HaKadshei, that we call Sunday, we don't have name for Sunday, we call it Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, for the same reason, because this is the way for us to remember and commemorate Briyas HaOlam. So he said on that, and just like we do for Briyas HaOlam, we do it for Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you go to an old shtibel where there's some old Jews over there, you'll hear them at the end of davening, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. They say it dafka loud because it's a mitzvah saseh, or it's an inyan, according to the Ramban, to remember, this is, every time you do that, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah, Zechus Yom HaShabbos HaKadshei. Ramban says it in Parshas Yisrael as well. The Chassam Sefer says, based on this, he gives Shtak Musa in the Sefer Teres Moshe and a couple of times in his drushes, he says, therefore, when you write a letter to somebody, try not to use the Gentile months and the days. Just say Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, or say if possible. Of course, you can't do it when you're writing a check to your mortgage company, right? But if you could, when you write a letter to somebody, of course, you should try to use the you being Mekayim a Mitzvah, according to Ramban.
When you're writing a check, don't write 1-1.
You should write January.
You should write January.
Yeah, because if you write 1-1, we're using 1 January. Yeah, it's better exactly. To, right, exactly. Yes, that's what Chassam Sefer says. Okay, so that's the Derech HaPshat. Now, if you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch says that over here there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. And the mitzvah of the Torah is that the authority is given to the Beis Din to establish Kiddush HaChodesh. That means every month, when is the month going to be? And to make the Iber Hashanah. Okay, just briefly, what does this mean? That generally, when the Edom see a sliver of the new moon, they come to Bezin, and Bezin establishes the new month. Now, Bezin does not have to do it up Edom. The Bezin can decide, we need an extra day over here, and Chazal say, Atem, three times says Atem, Atem afilu Shegin, Mezidin, Mutom, whether they make a mistake, or whether they did it on purpose, it's whatever they say goes. That it's up to Bezin to decide, and that has big ramifications, because if they decide Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, so the next Sunday is day 8, and Tuesday is going to be Yom Kippur. But if they decide the next day is Rosh Chodesh, then Wednesday is going to be Yom Kippur. And the Gemara actually says that Rabbi Yeshua, calculated when the moon should come out, and he calculated that a certain day should be Yom Kippur, and he was certain that that's when Yom Kippur should be. And Rav Gamliel, who was the Nasi, said, no, we decided otherwise, and it was Bezin that dictated, and he made Rabbi Yeshua come to him carrying on Yom Kippur that fell out on his cheshbon, and it was binding what Bezin did. That's the one mitzvah. And then the second mitzvah is to make leap years. And just to briefly discuss this, what does this mean to make a leap year? The Muslims, for example, follow completely a lunar calendar. A lunar calendar is 354 days. The solar year is 365. That means there's an 11-day discrepancy between a lunar year and a solar year. So, for example, the Muslims this year, April 13th is Ramadan. And right, April 13th is Ramadan. Next year, Ramadan is going to be 11 days earlier, which is going to be April 2nd. And every 3 years, it falls back a month. So if we would follow that system, completely a lunar calendar, that means Pesach this year would be in 6 years. It would be in January. It would be in the 9 years. Pesach would be freezing. It'd be great for the Pesach programs, right? They'd make a lot of money because everyone would get out of New York. Okay, but why can't Pesach be in the winter? Okay, so Pesach would be in the winter. What's the big deal? Because the Torah says that Pesach is to be b'chag ha'aviv, during springtime. Okay, why? And why is that? There's a Rashi Masechta Saita. Says that Klai Yisrael came out, Hashem brought Klai Yisrael out big Koy Shavuos. Pashup Shad is Chag Aviv, the day that he took us out of Mitzrayim, basically it was 70 degrees and sunny, clear skies, cool blue skies. And the idea is we have to remember that. You see that? That's a big Yisrael in Yiddishkeit. We can't overlook the small details. If someone says you took us out of Mitzrayim, it's great. Imagine a guy gets out of Auschwitz. I'm so happy to be out of Auschwitz. No, but you have to also thank that it was clear and blue sky and sunny that day. So that's an inyan of Akar Sataif. That's the way the Chinuch says. So there's two mitzvahs according to the Chinuch. But again, we need to understand, why is this the first mitzvah commanded to Klai Yisrael, and what's the message for us when we hear Parshas HaChodesh this year? So I want to tell you what the Sefarno says. The Sefarno says like this, HaChodesh says Lechem Rosh HaChodeshim, Mikan Ve'elech Yiu HaChadoshim Shelechem, La'asiz Behem Kirit Tzayinchem. Avu B'mei HaShibun Lo Yehoi Yimeichem Shelechem, Avu Hoyu La'avoydes Acherim Ur Tzayinchem. Lefigach Rishon Hu Lechem Lechosh HaShonik Yivoy Hizchel Mitzi Aschem HaBechiri. An unbelievable Sefarno. Yes, the Pashup Shat, like the way Chazal understand it is, the idea is that Bezin's given the authority to establish months and years. But the message for every person is to look at time. While we were slaves, time was not ours. We were under the dominion of someone else's time. It's up to his whim to decide when we're going to do something. We couldn't decide, I need to do something now. You don't have free choice when you're someone else's slave. When we became free, this is the first mitzvah of the Torah. When we became free, time's in our hands, and it's for us to maximize time and to use our free will to maximize time. And l'chari, if you think about it, this is really the difference between the men and the boys. I want to tell you a story that Rabbi Galinsky said by the Stipler's Levi. Rabbi Galinsky was born in, I believe, 1920, and he lived till 94. He was a huge maggid. He lived in a Vardik. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was a Shiva in Chadera, and then he was like known as a very, very, he was like the last Maggid. Rav Shon Shadron was a Maggid, and then Rav Yankin Galinsky, he was very short, but he was a powerhouse. And he said, at the Stipler Levi, he said like this, he came to Nevardik to learn in the Yeshiva. He was, I think, 14 years old. So if you think about it, he's 14, so it's like 1934. The Mashkiach of Nevardik took one look at him and saw that he's a wise guy. And he knew that he wasn't ready to join the yeshiva right at this time. So he told him, look, I can't take you. You're basically a clown. He saw on his face that he's a joker. So he says, I'll tell you what, go down the block, learn a little Musar. In Nevardik, they had something called the base Musar, like Rabbi Sol Slanta describes and Rabbi Tzal Bozhev talks about in Koich V'yar, that they used to have base Musar. It would be a dark room. It wasn't there for learning. It would be a dark room to basically meditate in. And Chazer Musar, like Rabbi Sol Slanta says, you take one sentence of Musar and you basically repeat it many, many times until it sinks in. So it says that he went down the block and there was a base of Musar and there was a younger man there. and it was pitch black, and it was a candle, and the young man was saying the Gemara in Erevin. I think the Gemara is Erevin, it's not on Dalet. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinina, told him, sharp one. Chatoi ve'achoyl. It's like, imagine life is like you're at a wedding. Okay, the shmorg is over 7 o'clock. It's 6:58. Chatoi ve'achoyl. You better grab and eat. Chatoi, if you should say, grab and drink. Dahai al medazlini minei ki'ilula damya. This world is like a chasana. You have to chop around. The light's going off. They're going to kick you out of here in a few minutes. You have to chop around. You have to chop around. You have to chop around. So he said that the younger man was in the front. And he was crying. It was a pitch black room, and the younger man was saying, "Hi, Alma ki lula damya," and he kept on saying it again and again and again, and it scared the dickens out of Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. And he was shaken up, and he went back to continue his fahar. When the mashgiach looked at him, he said, "Okay, now you're ready to join the yeshiva." And Galinsky said that the younger man was the stipler.
Wow.
So the stipler, I made a cheshbon. The stipler was born in 1899. The stipler was 35 years old. Locked in a room, and that's the difference between the men and the boys, that they, HaChodesh HaZelochem, time's in your hands. We have to use time, we have to maximize it. When we do that, the rest of the Tayag Mitzvahs will flow. But that's the first lesson that we have to have when we come into, when it's the first lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Kaisel when they come, leaving Mitzrayim. Wow. Thank you, Shabbos. Yeah.